The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Wisdom for timely distinction. God's intention for you is to be distinguished or to be an achiever, to achieve something great in life. That is God's plan for you. In Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, he said, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you an expected end." What is that expected end? To be distinguished, to do well. And that is what will happen in Jesus' name. Beloved, for this to happen, you need wisdom. The wisdom of God is what distinguishes man. What is timely distinction? Timely distinction means assessing a shining destiny early in life. Assessing a shining destiny early in life. A shining destiny. Assessing a shining destiny early in life. What is timely distinction? It means achievement of all God's plan and purpose for one's life within the stipulated time. Achieving God's plan, achieving God's purpose, achieving God's intention for one's life within the stipulated time. Nobody here will be a latecomer. Nobody here will be a late achiever. Oh God, can you say a louder amen? Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. So your choice should be the choice for distinction. Looking at the Bible, we'll see several of our fathers that were distinguished. David was distinguished. Daniel was distinguished. Timely distinction. Paul enjoyed timely distinction. But for the purpose of this service, we'll be looking at one of our fathers who enjoyed timely distinction. His name is Joseph. We'll look at a few things about that man tonight, and we trust God that our lives will not be the same again. The story of Joseph, let me just give you the background of the story before I go into the deep teaching tonight. In Genesis 37, where his story started, the Bible says that he was a son loved of his father. Genesis 37 and verse 3. His father loved him and cared about him. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. He was more loved than all his other children. And because his father loved him, he was greatly hated by his brothers. Genesis 37 verse 4. Genesis 37 and verse 4. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than them all, his brethren, they hated him, his own brothers. They hated him with passion. Still on this background story of this man, despite the challenges of his life, he went on to have a dream. Genesis 37 verse 5 and verse 7. Genesis 37 verse 5. And Joseph dreamt a dream. Despite all the problem he had, he still had a dream. Do you have a dream? Because without a dream, a man is doomed. You must have a dream. You must be. That's why I'm surprised when there's prayer meeting and somebody is not available. Your dream will not allow you to want to miss a prayer. Joseph had a dream. Genesis 37 and verse 9. The Bible says, he had yet another dream. And he dreamed yet another dream. As a result of this, he still continued to assess hatred from his brother. Genesis 37, verse 11. Genesis 37 and verse 11. And his brethren envied him. It moved from hatred to envy. That envy issue is another terrible issue. You are suffering from envy. And at the same time, it's better to be envied than to be pitied. Is somebody with me tonight? This teaching that you are hearing tonight will transform you permanently in the name of Jesus. Well, long story made short, Joseph was sold to slavery. Genesis 37 verse 28. He was not only sold to slavery, he was sold for a meager 20 pieces of silver. Genesis 37 28. Media. Tonight is the way we'll know if you are working now, because I didn't send you my outline tonight. So we'll know if you are working or not tonight. Praise God. Then they are passed by the Midianite merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Not even gold. 20 pieces of silver. They sold him for cheap. They did not value this young man. They saw his dream as nothing and they sold him off. Maybe you are here today, they have written you off. I congratulate you. I congratulate you, because it is people like you that God changed their story. Is somebody with me tonight? People like you that, maybe you are like David, that they called, they said, please show me your children. They forgot him. The father forgot him. Until the prophet said, what's going on here? Somebody said, what's happening here? What's going on here? There must be something. Somebody left somewhere. He said, oh, there's one, yet one more. He's in the bush. He's there. He's not here. He said, we will not see now until we send for him. Get ready. There will be another Joseph that will appear in this church this month. Another David will appear in this church this month. So they sold him for cheap. And after they sold him, he continued this life. This life that I have is the life of God in me. The life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the light. Is the light of Christ. So he continued his life. Genesis 39 verse 1. He went to Potiphar's house. He landed there. But he didn't land as a normal. He landed as a slave. And he was there. He was serving. Something amazed me. The Bible says God was with him. How can somebody be inside slavery and they say God is with me? It means that what you are passing through now, God is with you. Genesis 39 verse 2. God was with him. Despite the fact that he's going through challenges. And while he was there, he faced another persecution. Like I said on Sunday, he was a joyful man, always smiling, always rejoicing, always dancing, always excited. Genesis 39 and verse 20. The master's wife started pursuing him. Pursued him to the extent that one day they were left alone in the bedroom and she said, it's either you do this thing today or something will happen. Joseph, being the wise man that he is, he ran for his life and left his garment. She brought out the garment and shouted for everybody to hear, this young man wants to rape me. Everybody, help! Everybody, help me! The evidence is true, but the story is a lie. The evidence is Joseph's clothes, but the story is not the true story. Is somebody with me tonight? This is Joseph's clothes. You don't know this Joseph's clothes. He said, yes. He said, he was the one. He left it here. He had already removed his clothes before I shouted and he picked race. God will save you from such people. I say, God will save you from such people. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. However, it was while he was in prison that he met his breakthrough. It means that people break through right in the midst of challenges. It means that something good comes out of a pot that is black. You may be black, but your future is not bleak. You may be passing through challenges right now, but it doesn't mean that the end has come to your future. In Genesis 41, from verse 16 particularly, you know the story how Pharaoh had a dream in Genesis 41 and verse 1. And verse 16, he interpreted the dream. Genesis 41 and verse 16. And Joseph answered and said, "It is not in me. God shall answer Pharaoh. Shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." And in Genesis 41 verse 25, because of time, because I'm still in the foundation. 41:25. Thank you, Lord. Joseph was able to interpret the dream. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, "The dream of Pharaoh is one." And God showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the summary of the life of Joseph. You read the story from there. He interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. And eventually, Pharaoh said, "What do we do?" He said, "Appoint somebody that can administer this nation. Appoint a prime minister. Appoint somebody to oversee this thing." And Pharaoh said, "Who else is as wise as thou art?" And the Bible says that was the beginning of the change of story of Joseph. Somebody is here, your own change of story time is here in Jesus' name. This will be a series. And so we'll go on and on as God will help us. And we'll see how far we can go before the month is over. Somebody say a big amen. Quickly tonight, wisdom keys for timely distinction. Wisdom keys for timely distinction from the story of Joseph. The Joseph example. Wisdom keys for timely distinction. The Joseph example. Number one key is that your enemy can be distant people or close people to you. Number one wisdom for timely distinction is that you must realize that your enemy doesn't necessarily have to be far away. Your enemy can be a next door neighbor. Your enemy can be somebody living in the same house with you. In Genesis 37 verse 4, the Bible says, Joseph's own brothers, they hated him. So if somebody, there are people in your family that hate you, it's not a big deal. You are not the first. And when his brethren saw that his father loved him more than them all, they hated him. Friends, we are in a world where hatred is predominant. Especially if you are on the right path and you are doing well. You will have haters. You will have people that will just dislike you for nothing. Your haters doesn't necessarily have to be somebody far away. They can be somebody nearby. I heard a story of a woman who had a security man. And the security man just looked at her one day and said, "This woman just enjoying all this kind of house alone and all these blessings from everywhere." One day, switch off the generator in the night, and the woman came out and said, "What was it?" And he strangulated her to death. Went inside her house, picked the key of the car, loaded her things in the boot, and drove off to northern part of Nigeria. We are in a wicked world where wickedness is predominant. And that's why you must be careful. You must be watchful. Your eyes must be working. Your ears must be working. You must be sensitive. Spiritually sensitive. Joseph's enemies were his own family members. The fact that you have come out from the same womb with somebody does not mean that you eventually become friends. I have a friend. I'll call him a friend. It's like a son to me, but he's also a friend because he has related with me also on that level. A very big man. A twin. I don't want to give more details because we are on the internet. His twin brother, they live in the same city, not in Nigeria. He is a big man. The brother too is a big man. But they don't see eyeball to eyeball. When he moved to the city where his brother stays, the brother promised to come and pick him at the airport. He never showed up. His twin brother, he called him more than 100 times. He did not pick. And many other details which I will not want to share. So life has some dynamics, especially this generation, that you cannot understand. The wisdom of the wise is to keep their hearts open, to keep their eyes open, to observe the events around their life. Nobody here will enter into the house, hands of household enemies. Say a louder amen. In my place, they say, if the death of the house does not kill, the death of outside cannot kill. Is somebody with me? If the death inside your house doesn't kill you, the death of outside can't kill you. So be watchful. Don't over rely on some people, on family members, and say, you will be shocked. These are Joseph's brother, sold him off for 20 pieces of silver. Number two, wisdom. For timely accomplishment is always take a stand against evil. Always take a stand against evil. In Genesis 37 and verse 2, the Bible speaking about Joseph, that he always brought the evil reports of his brothers. The Bible says that Joseph, being 17 and feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bela and with the sons of Zephar, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil reports. If they go out to smoke, Joseph will come back and say, Daddy, when we went out today, my brothers, they smoked too. Say, they smoke, call all of them for me. Bring Koboko for me. All of you, lie down. You smoke. Don't do that again. Oh yeah, take 7 strokes. If they go out, they enter somebody's farm, they cut corn, they sit down somewhere, they roast it. You say, ah, Daddy, when we went out today, they cut corn. They went out to somebody's farm. They cut somebody's corn and they roasted the corn. That's why, one of the reasons why they hated him. You see, one of the reasons why some people will hate you is because you don't want to be part of iniquity. People will hate you because you love to walk in the right path. It's not everybody that hates you because you have done something wrong. Because you are walking in the right path, there's a natural hatred for you. If you were doing what they were doing, they would like you. Is somebody with me tonight? Always take a stand against evil. Always take your stand. Always take your stand. Others are stealing material company product. Don't be involved in that. Other doctors are sleeping with girls when they want to do procedure for them. I had the story of a doctor whose specialization in hospital is abortion. But before he would do abortion, he will sleep with the girl first. He will tell her to tell other nurses to go and say, I will handle it alone. So we tell the girl to order nurses to go out and he will lock the door. He'll climb on the girl and do what he wants to do. After that, he will now do the abortion. Take a stand against evil if you want timely accomplishment. They hated Joseph for it. And I can tell you they will hate you for it if you have a stand that you will not be involved. If timely accomplishment is what you want to do, hate evil. In Exodus 23 and verse 2, Exodus 23 and verse 2, the Bible says, telling us there, that thou shalt not follow multitude to do evil. Thou shalt not follow multitude to do evil. Don't follow multitude to do evil. Don't follow them into the way of life that they are living. You are different. If you have been it before, don't go back into it. Don't go back into your vomit. The other day I saw a scripture in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, brethren, 5 verse 1, sorry, 5 verse 1. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with yoke of bondage. Don't go back to the yoke of bondage. You stop drinking. Why are you going back to drinking? You stop fornication. Why are you going back to fornication? You stop watching films and I'm not okay. Why are you going back to it again? Stand steadfast. You are now free. Don't go back into it. Don't mess up yourself again. I mean, these things are just wisdom. They're just wisdom. It's a new day for somebody here. I say it's a new day for somebody here. Until you stand for something, you fall for everything. Until you stand against evil, you fall for evil. Everybody should know that you hate evil. Your family members should know that you hate evil. Your wife should know you hate evil. Your husband should know you hate evil. One of the evil best people that can tell who a man or a woman really is their spouse. If you really want to know somebody, if you ask this, the spouse will tell you exactly who they are. So, let your spouse know that you don't want to be involved in evil again. Take a stand against evil. There are two classes of people on earth. 2A, people of conviction. These are people that stand, they know what they want and follow what pleases God. People of conviction. They know what they want and they follow the principle of God. The second class of people are people of consensus. They are people that only follow what others do. They are people of compromise. May you not be a man or woman of compromise. So there are two classes of people. People of conviction. They know what God wants for them and they follow it. They are people who know the meaning of eternity. They know there's a place called eternity. They know there's a place outside of this world where they are going. The others don't really care. They follow what others are doing. If they are smoking wee-wee, they are into it. If there are anything that they are, anything anybody is doing that is there, okay, I mean, people are dressing naked nowadays. I mean, let's do it now. We'll wear clothes without back. Wear skirt that is slit to this place. These are people of consensus. They follow multitude. May you never be like that in Jesus' name. Those who follow the crowd get lost in the crowd, but those who take a stand, stand out in line. Those who follow the crowd, they are lost in the crowd. But those who stand out in life, take a stand in life, stand out in life. Well, number three, wisdom for timely accomplishment is endeavor to secure parental and pastoral blessing. Endeavor to secure the blessing of your parents. Do all you can to always secure the blessing of parents. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. Ephesians 6 verse 1 and verse number 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a blessing. Somebody say with a blessing. Somebody say with a blessing. Jacob was a spiritual father and also a biological father for Joseph. He secured, Joseph pursued his father's blessing with passion. And how did he do it? He honored his father. The Bible says, if I be your father, he said, where is my honor? If I am your father, where is my honor? If you want timely accomplishment, learn to give parental honor. I'm privileged by God's grace to have learned this early in life. Very early. There are some things we can't share here. But I can tell you, it works like fire. It works like fire. You want to achieve success fast? Learn parental honor. He honored his father, who was his spiritual authority over him. And this changed his life. So you have a parent. Your parents are still alive. Honor them while they are alive. You have a pastor. Honor your pastor. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15. I will give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. So, they must be honored. If your desire is to enjoy timely accomplishment, no wonder, no matter what Joseph went through, he still enjoyed accomplishment. So, your parents might be illiterate. Your parents might not have much money. Your pastor might not have gone to much school like you. Might not have as much money as you. But you see, resist the temptation to bite the finger that has fed you. Resist that temptation. Don't focus on their bad parts. Focus deliberately on their good parts. Nobody is perfect. Is somebody with me tonight? If you want timely accomplishment. Because the only thing you should get from the mouth of your parents is blessing. The only thing you should get from the mouth of your pastor is blessing. Now listen to this. Listen to this. The same electric pole that gives electricity also electrifies. The same electric pole that gives light, if it's mishandled, you may touch it. That's all. That's why the Bible talks about God in 1 Samuel 2 verse 6. The Bible says, he killeth and maketh alive. God is a good God. He killeth and he also maketh alive. Do you desire timely accomplishment? Honor those that God has placed ahead of you. Honor those that God has used for you. Or you are at risk. Not because you are now a big girl and your mother is now nobody. It's a risk on your destiny. It's a risk on your destiny. Or you are in a church, you are waiting for your pastor to call you before you come to church. If the pastor doesn't call me, I won't come. I won't go to that church again. It's a risk. If your desire is timely accomplishment, ensure that these people are honored. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. You see, it is not only ability that brings success. Your ability alone can bring success. Ability plus connectivity brings productivity. Your ability with the connection you have, because your connection determines your collection. So you must collect something from them. What do you want to collect? Blessing. What do you want from them? Their blessing. You pursue the blessing. You must not take this blessing away. I need the blessing. Always do things that will make them to bless you. Provoke the blessing. And then you are sure of timely accomplishment. Number four, from the life of Joseph, wisdom key for timely accomplishment is always see the future ahead of you. Wisdom for timely accomplishment, number four, always see the future ahead of you. There is a future ahead of you, but you must see it. You must always see something ahead of you. In Genesis 37, verse 5 to 7, Joseph saw it. He had a dream. He could see something. Always see the future ahead of you. Joseph dreamt a dream. He could see something. Don't leave your life to chance. If you leave your life to chance, you have no chance. See something. Don't have a blank mind. Something must be in your mind. Something must be driving you. Joseph knew that the future was bright. He said, I saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars. They were bound to me. He could see something. What are you saying? I could see the sun. They were all making obeisance to me. They were all bowing down to me. What are you saying? Do you want timely accomplishment? See something. That's what wakes you up in the night. That's what makes you to do vigils. Nobody called you to do vigils. You are just doing vigil on your own. That's what places you on indefinite fasting. Fasting that has a beginning, you don't know the end date. You just started fasting. You don't know when you will stop. Because of what you can see. What you can see will drive you. They say fast once a week. You do your own 3 times a week. Because you can see something. And you know that the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, a great door eventually is opened unto me. Say, but there are many adversaries. My prayer for somebody here today, that great door before you shall open in Jesus' name. In Proverbs 4 verse 23, the Bible says, guide thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guide your heart. Believe me, brethren, it is what you see that you will become. You cannot become what you have not seen. It is what you see that you become. May the scale covering your eyes be removed today. I said, may the scale covering your eyes be removed today. It is what you see that you become. A great door is before you. You must see 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. A great door, effectual, is open unto me. There are many adversaries. It is what you see that you become. May you see something great today. I say, may you see something great today. Joseph was 17 years. He could see what will happen in 13 years' time. Because he became prime minister at 30 years. At 17, you know your age now. So if you are 17 and you are not yet seeing something, something is wrong. You must see something. You must see something. May you see something today. May you see something today. May you see something great ahead of you today. It is what you see ahead of you that makes you discipline yourself not to be drawing down your zip carelessly. When you see something, you will not draw your zip carelessly. But when you can't see anything anywhere you go, you just act the fool. You act the fool. So, see something. Turn to your neighbor and say, see something. Turn to another neighbor and say, see something. You can't future in a future that you cannot picture. You can't feature, F-E-A-T-U-R-E, in a future, F-U-T-U-R-E that you cannot picture. P-I-C-T-U-R-E. Somebody say amen. So may you see something today. So if I see you and say, see something, it means I'm telling you something. Is somebody with me today? May you see something. Tonight, God will be showing you something. I said, tonight, God will be showing you something. I was on a fast in Ghana some time ago. I've told you the story before. I didn't come out for 3 days. They came to knock my door, the hotel people, because I didn't come out. There's a free food in that hotel every day, part of the money I paid. So on the third day, they came to knock the door. What happened? Free food downstairs. I said, no, I didn't come here for food. I didn't fly from Lagos to Accra to come and eat. I came to see something. On the fourth day, I said, let me even go out and see the breeze of outside. I was seeing something. God was speaking to me from the trees. He was speaking to me. It's like I was seeing God practically everywhere. What I was supposed to wait for 2 weeks, in less than 1 week, I was able to see it. May we not end before you will see something. I say, may we not end before you will see something. Somebody who has not seen his wife and is here, we see the wife. A lady who has not recognized her husband, we recognize her husband. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. About 12, 13 years ago, I was on a trip and I met a lady in London who told me that, I saw that she was beautiful, had a good job. Why are you not married? Said she cannot explain. Then we prayed together for some time. By the time she got back to her place, there was a guy in the choir, I've told you the story before, who used to play keyboard and she was also in the choir. They've been in the choir for donkey years together. He never saw anything. Immediately she appeared after that trip. I said, what have I been doing all along? Well, they have 3 kids today. You will see something. There are businesses and careers that many will see here today. In the name of Jesus. Well, I'm running out of time. Let's move quickly to number 5. Wisdom key for timely accomplishment. But let's run through very quickly. Number 1 is what? I didn't hear you. Your enemy can be distant people or close people to you. Number 2. Always take a stand against evil. Determine not to be involved in evil. Even if you have been involved before, just like Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 says, don't continue. Be steadfast. Be steadfast in your liberty. Number 3, endeavor to secure parental and pastoral blessing. Tap into this, it will help you a lot. Number 4, always see the future ahead of you. You will see something, and it will be something great. Number 5, don't reveal your dreams to your adversaries. That was one mistake that Joseph made. Genesis 37 and verse 8. We are speaking on wisdom from the life of Joseph. Genesis 37 and verse 8. His brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dream and for his words. Wisdom key number 5 from the life of Joseph is, don't reveal your life goals and dreams to your enemies. Joseph will probably have become a prime minister earlier than that, because they might have sent for him, that he knows how to interpret dreams. But he went to jail because his mouth did not keep quiet. He was broadcasting his dream to enemies. He was telling all his enemies what is about to happen. Be careful what you tell your enemies. Be careful who you reveal your dreams to. Have you noticed that some people you tell what God is about to do in your life, and their countenance suddenly change. Have you heard? Have you seen it? Their mood just changes. Immediately you tell them that, I just thank God, though. You see, brother, so just proposed to me. And you saw people like us there, you did not even. Haven't you seen people that you start a business and you tell them, I thank God, my business is doing very well? And they say, in this Nigerian economy, well, instead of you to say, thank God for you. How are you doing it? God will bless you. That's very good. I rejoice with you. God will bless the business more. God will help you more. You say, be careful who you reveal your life dreams, visions, and goals to. Quickly this evening, beloved, some people you must never reveal your life dreams and visions and goals to. Some classes of people that can kill your dreams and kill your vision before they come alive. We'll deal with that quickly and we'll go to pray tonight. 5A. People you must not reveal your dreams, your visions, and your goals. Number one is people who don't value your person. A person who doesn't value you as a person. Somebody who can talk to you anyhow. Somebody who can shred you to pieces. Somebody who can speak and speak against you, both in your presence and your absence. They don't value you as a person. Anybody who doesn't see anything good in you, who looks at you as a piece of infinitesimal, microscopic, inconsequential person, does not deserve to know your dreams and what God is showing you in the night. Somebody say amen. 5B, people that are not qualified to have a share in your dream is, don't reveal your life to those who don't believe in what you believe in. Anybody who doesn't believe in what you believe in, they don't believe in your God, or they don't believe in integrity, they don't believe in waiting on God's time, they don't believe in standing for uprightness, righteousness, don't share your life dream with them. Anybody whose perception is in dissonance with your future plan of righteousness and making heaven, don't share your dream with them. That's why I always laugh. Those who are going from one place to another, one place to another, one place to another. It's a risk on destiny. It's a risk on destiny. It's a risk on destiny. Don't share your dreams with people who don't believe in what you believe in. Don't believe in integrity. They don't believe in tithing. Don't believe in giving. They don't believe in modest dressing that glorifies God, that covers the nakedness of a human being. They don't believe in it. Don't share your dreams with them. Somebody being blessed tonight, shout a big hallelujah. 5C, people you must not reveal your dreams to, is, don't reveal your dreams or important issues of your life to envious people. Envious people. Envious people are people that will look at your new car. Instead of saying congratulations, they will hiss. People that will look at your house and say, boss, why did you use this kind of... Somebody just built a brand new house. Say, why did you use this kind of doors? I should have used Italian doors now. If he had money for Italian doors, why wouldn't you have? You don't need to say that. Or somebody who looks at you and your husband and says, you and your husband, now what for you? It looks like your own is not in this world. Envy. There are some people you can pick envy on their face. Don't share your destiny dreams with them. Let me tell you this, everybody. Everybody has a life. Some people are very fast and get breakthrough fast. Some people also don't get their breakthrough fast, but eventually they will get their breakthrough. Is somebody with me this evening? Delay does not mean denial. You didn't get it fast does not mean you will not get it best. You didn't start quickly does not mean you will not get the best eventually. So no need to envy anybody. Do you know, I've told you this a bit. There is not one person in this world that I've looked at and said, and I wish I was like this person, or I envy them. I'm so contented. Any level that God has placed me is the best level for me. I don't have any problem with anybody rising. I don't have any problem with anybody's things or properties or anything. For what? There's no need to envy anybody. Somebody has something great. You will have something greater. Somebody say amen. Somebody is married to a handsome husband or a beautiful wife. You have your own. Somebody just built a house. You will build your own and you will build much more. Relax. Don't envy anybody. Don't wish to be so like somebody. No, it's not necessary. You are a special person on your own with your own life from God. Say it louder, amen. Some people were envying Hush Puppy then. They didn't know that he was into something else. That guy is a very funny guy. I heard that even in American jail, he was still doing scamming on the system. You know, American cell is different from Nigerian cell. Nigerian cell, you poo inside the cell. You eat inside the cell. You eat inside the same cell. There's no AC, there's no fan. In that place, inside the cell, there's AC. Inside the cell, there's TV. Inside the cell, there's fan. There's gym. So he said, this cell is even better than Nigerian cell. He started scamming people again, cards from that place. They just noticed that this guy is always on the computer, so they tracked him. And they saw that he's still in the business that he knows. That's his own business. That's his trademark. So they extended his stay there. Praise God. Number, what are we on now? Number D. Are you with me? Number what now? D. People you must not reveal your life dreams to is don't reveal your life dreams to those who compete with your vision. There are some people that if you want to do something, that's what they want to do. And I want to start, and I feel like starting a business that involves, which business can I say now? A business that involves pure water. By the following day, they say, even me, I'm starting pure water next tomorrow. You see, and I really wish that I start selling musical instruments. By 2 weeks, they will also receive vision for musical instruments. It's like they are competing with you, bumper to bumper. It's not, don't reveal your visions and dreams to them. People that are always competing with you, anything you do is exactly what they want to do. Don't do that. The clothes you wear, they will quickly go and look for the design to slow exactly the same design. Don't reveal your life goals and vision to them. And lastly, where I will stop tonight. On this matter of wisdom, people you must not reveal your visions to is people who are wicked, who are obviously wicked. Don't reveal your life vision to wicked men and wicked women. Wicked people are people that like to destroy other people's vision. Wicked men are people that can kill for money. They can destroy others for money. That's wicked people. Don't reveal your life vision to those who can throw you into the pit of life and sell you into slavery without looking back. It's not everything that God reveals to you that is for public consumption. Is somebody with me here today? Because all these ladies that immediately you get pregnant, immediately you miss your period. Your period was supposed to come on Thursday. By Saturday, you didn't see it. By Sunday, it's already on Facebook. You are deceiving yourself. Witchcraft is not like witchcraft of those days now. The present witchcraft now is on Facebook and Instagram. That's where the present witchcraft is now. That's the present place where witchcraft is operating now. Because they can easily get every data they want from you from there. My prayer is that wisdom you have received tonight will bring about the blessings and the favor that you desire. Somebody say a loud amen. Anybody bless? Anybody bless? Rise on your feet and give Jesus praise.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.